All right. I don't know if I need to talk about the quarterback, but obviously, the guy throws for an all-time record in the history of the Browns. I played against Brian Sipe, who was a great quarterback there. Our teams did. So, he's on a tremendous roll throwing the football. It's going to be obviously a big, big challenge for us. And besides that, he's from Texas. In fact, he's from Jacksonville, Texas. He played in the Tomato Bowl there. I'm familiar with the Tomato Bowl. That's their home stadium because my dad coached in Jacksonville when I was young, and I played peewee ball in the Tomato Bowl there. So they got great tomatoes in Jacksonville. If anybody wants some, so that's my background with him.
How do you feel?
And his brother Luke. Who's a backup guy? I saw that
in New Orleans. It's doing the commercials.
Yeah.
How do you feel Benjamin and Barney should help McCown with what they can do?
Well, they've got a lot of speed at receiver. They make a lot of big plays, and that's what we try to keep teams from doing is making big plays. Well, they're a big play team with Johnson, the running back, and the tight ends played great. Their whole group is a challenge to cover. So. But the speed at outside receiver, gives you some problems, obviously.
How much are the penalties a concern to you, and what do you have to do to try to rein them in?
Well, I thought we had, two games ago, we had a couple of foolish penalties in this last game. We try to stay away from those. I think aggressive penalties, you're going to have some. I don't think Vaughn's was a penalty at all, but because he didn't hit him with his shoulder, he just hit him with his arm. So, some of those, I think, aggressive penalties, it may happen or may get called. But, throwing the ball into somebody else when they throw it into you, jumping offside in third and four, those aren't smart penalties. And our players know that, but we've worked hard on that. We try to, get to a point where we don't have anything like that.
TJ had mentioned when he came back, not his first game back, but his second game back, he was able to make a big jump. Do you expect Derek to kind of be able to make that big jump as well? First game back, he kind of gets used to everything, and now he gets back and has that full game under his belt.
Usually it takes, it's playing football and football speed and even football shape because TJ was a little sick during the first game. I almost caught it firsthand, so I had to back up, but... I think it takes, getting used to the pads, and even though you practice in pads one day a week, playing full speed in a game takes a little time, so it should help. The second game should help.
Reed, they're starting to say a lot of nice things about your defense, maybe one of the best in Broncos history, one of the best in the NFL. Does that excite you, make you nervous? What do you say about
It's not about me. It's about these guys. And it's not only them. It's the position coaches that really coach them. I don't do a whole lot. So it's those guys that work with them every day and get them better as a player. And it's the players themselves. We try to put them in position, yes, to make plays. But they're the guys making the plays.
The defense as a whole, are they worthy of such lofty talk?
It's like when the season's over, those things will come out, I think. But I do think, in preseason we were playing really, really well, got a lot of sacks, made a lot of plays, and everybody said, well, it's only preseason, and now it's five games in. Well, it's only five games in, so we'll see. I think, it's an exceptional group that way, but we've got a lot of games to play.
Gary mentioned that Shaq Barrett's going to start on Sunday. How far has he come?
Yeah, if DeMarcus isn't quite ready. Shaq played well in preseason, showed us he could play. We put him in, and that's why we gave him some snaps during the season to let him play, see if he could carry that over. He did, and we're glad we have him now that if DeMarcus isn't playing.
What have you seen? I guess it seems like every week Malik's around the ball. What have you seen from his growth?
Yeah, Malik's a good player. We knew Malik and we knew Derek both were good players from last year. We try to utilize what they can do well, and both of them, I think, bring a lot. Besides Sly in there, bring a lot to us. They can all play the run, and they can all rush the passer. So that's good to have defensive linemen that can do that.
What's kind of your feeling on being aggressive? aggressive. Like on the interception, Harris's interception, you rushed six on that play. Is that just a feel thing for you? Or you
well, yeah, that and part of it was, I mean, if they kick a field goal, they go ahead of us there in the fourth quarter, and they're already on the 30-yard line. So Coach Kubiak walked over to me and said, "You better be aggressive." I said, "Okay." So, so it was really him, not me. I mean, he said, "You need to go after him here," and I said, "We will." So.
Do you feel like this is a group though? Whenever you feel like the time is right, they can get it done for you.
Yeah, the good thing is we don't have to be aggressive. We don't have to rush six. We rush five some and. Or maybe quite a bit, five, but we rush four too and get some pressure on the people. So it's all what we're doing rush-wise as far as the passing game is concerned. We've got to play the run first, and we've been able to do that pretty well.
With Malik, Malik sometimes takes those penalties of aggression, discipline. On the one hand, you don't want those, but on the other hand, you want him to keep playing with that fire and that edge. So what kind of balance do you have to strike with him?
Yeah, we have to get on him when he makes those kind of mistakes, and we have to pat him on the back when he makes a sack and makes the other plays he's making. I mean, he knows. It's different with each player and each person. You treat them the same in a lot of ways, but you also try to get to them. And some of those guys get out there and they get the macho deal where, somebody hits me late, I'm going to hit him back, those kind of things. You just got to get out of some of the players. So they've got to know that it's important to the team that they're poised. And so that's what we emphasize with all our guys.
How many of your guys are from Texas?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like most of them.
Seems like a lot of them. I
should have
counted them.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know where they're all from. I just know they're all here, and I'm glad we have them.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wade.